We're picking up Shabbos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. We're in the Melachos. We were Ma'irich in the first 11 Melachos of Siddur the Pas, and now we're going to continue from the 12th Melacha, which is the series of Melachos that have to do with creating the Yerios and the other Bigodim of the Mishkan. The first Melacha of this Chelek of the Melachos is Hagoizes HaTzemer. In order to produce woolen clothing or woolen curtains, the Yerios in the Mishkan, the wool had to be produced. Producing the wool is taking something, cutting something off a live animal. Now, you're not cutting off like you're cutting off an animal's foot. You're cutting off something which is not alive. Tzemer is not alive, but it grows from a person, from an animal. The same idea would be cutting off hair or fingernails. Taking a haircut or cutting your nails is also geizes tzemer. It's a good question if cutting your nails could be considered a melacha, melachas machsheves, because you're not producing something valuable. Cutting, shearing a sheep, you're producing wool, which is valuable. Cutting fingernails you get rid of. It's garbage. The hair is garbage. So it's taking a haircut or cutting fingernails, a melacha deraisa or derabbanan to machlokes tosfos, and that's how they call them the rivosh. The rivosh says, since that's the derech, the way to be miyape one's head or one's nails, so that one's fingers, and then the cutting off of the nails or the cutting off of the hair is a melachas machsheves. The next step in the process of producing the yerios is melabnoi. This is where laundry comes from. Melabnoi means whitening, washing out the tzemer, which is not clean. Minaptzoi is taking all the pieces, the big piece of wool is all the hairs that are wound together and pulling them out. Minaptzoi is taking it from wool and turning it into something which is the raw material of which thread is made. In order to then turn it into a beged, you then soivoi. You just take it wool color and you turn it into something else. It's now tchelis, agomon, telashoni. Toive is making the wool into, you're making the raw product into thread. Mesech is putting it on the loom. Now, you're not doing anything to it. But since you're putting it on the loom is where the beged will be produced, where the curtain will be woven. Putting it on the loom is turning it into something else. You're turning it from a thread, which is a raw product, into something which is in the process of being turned into. So the chiddush over here is, even though it's in transit towards the end product, that's considered a different product. That's the chiddush over here. Oyse shnei batinirin, we have a few malachas of that type. Oyse shnei batinirin is taking two woofs of the loom. We don't really have the process, but there are a lot of pictures that diagram how it was done in those days. Turning it into some type of finish, again, it's in transit towards a beged, but it's turned into some type of haschol of a finished product. Oyrik shnechut, put on the womb, it's set up, and then it's woven two strings. The terminology the Chazal use is weaving it b'shesi v'erev. Shesi v'erev means crisscross, horizontal and vertical. And anything that has two strings, horizontal and vertical, is already some type of tsura of a beged, even though obviously all there is a piece of cloth. It's not yet a beged. But se'a shnei chutin is something that's hard a little bit to understand. It's the same way you set up the loom, so you have to undo the threads that are interwoven in order to then weave them into a proper weave. You have to see a picture to really understand it. Also, again, it's more of a final product, even though it's in transit. The chiddush is that's called a malacha unto itself. Koisher is something we can understand better. Tying a knot is something we can understand. Later on, the Mishnayos will have exactly what type of knot. It has to be a kesher shakayoma, and so on. What's the malacha? What are you producing by making a knot in a string? So over here, actually, what we're talking about, the Gemara says, is the beginning of the process of catching the chilozoin, which is necessary to make tchelos. In order to catch the chilozoin, the fishermen had to make nets. The nets are tied with string, and in order to make the nets properly successful, so one had to tie the string in it, that's the kosher. The matter is sometimes one had to take out the string in order to make the string on the other side. You had to undo in order to redo. The matter over here, by the way, is that whenever you do a malacha, you're just undoing something. That's not a malacha. You're not creating anything. You're just undoing. The matir over here is only matir in order to tie. This is actually not so posh. It's the subject of a big debate in Taisvis. If the Mishnah over here of matir, the Mishnah just says matir. If matir is only almanas liksha, because other malachas, the malacha clearly says that when you're undoing something, it's only almanas to create something. Read the next malacha. Toifish te tviros. Stitching is also you're creating something. You're creating something that's stitched together. It's more of a product. Koireya, tearing apart, is also, what are you doing? Is destroying. Mekalkol b'loshon chazal. That's a malacha. That's malachas machshavos. So you're producing something. No. Koireya menas litva shtei tviros. You're tearing in order to produce something. You're improving something by tearing. It doesn't say that by matir. So that's why Tez says a chakira. The Rishonim bring rais back and forth. The Rambam seems to also say that it has to be almanas. The Rosh has this back and forth. But mice, it's a shah that comes all the way down to the poskim in Simeshin Yud Zayin. Agapar Kareh certainly is almanas litva shtei tviros. So if you're going to say there's a chilek, the reason is because matir is not destroying something, it's undoing. Masha'ekin Kareh almanas litva, without almanas litva, Kareh is a makalkul balma. Makalkul certainly can be considered malachas machshavos. Reb Kiveger actually picks this up. Reb Kiveger says that Kareya can't be Mekalkel, but it doesn't have to be Almanas Litva. This that the Mishnah says Almanas Litva just means it can't be a Mekalkel. He brings a Mishnah later on, the 13th Perek, Kareya Almeser, Echmanot Sansamei Reis is Kriya, on a relative that died. So that Reis in Kriya is a Tikkun, because he's producing something, he's Mekayim Mitzvah. So over there, even it's not Mekalkel, it's certainly not Almanas Litva, he's not going to sew the beggar up again, he's not doing it in order to sew, but Filochi is Chayiv. Says Reb Kiveger, Lamaisa the Beis Yosef says not that way. It says Kareya has to be Almanas Litva. V'tzorchli in Godel, Reb Kiveger blibes. In any case, we just produced the chilozoin. We made the nets and we set up the nets. The next malach is Tzod Tzvi. You have to catch something in order to be over. The chilozoin also you have to catch. But the malach that's written over here is the Sefer Torah. In order to have the tachash, which the iris we used for the urios, you had to catch the behemoth, which is a wild animal, the tachash. In order to catch it, that's also a malacha. Now, it's the malacha of catching something is interesting. Normally the way to catch an animal is by setting a trap. If you set a trap, the animal only jumps into the trap 10, 15, 20 seconds, or even 10, 15, 20 hours later, you did the maisa. It's a grama ba'alma. And Echanami, we discussed this in Perek Aleph, we got to be setting up a trap before Shabbos. Lamaisa, the only time there'll be a chil Shabbos with a skila, or even with a chiv chata, is only when you trapped it immediately by a dime. Shoichtoi, shoichit is not a makalkel. You might be devaluing an animal by turning it into meat, but it's not destruction. You're turning it into meat. That's a product. For you, that's an improved product. So shoichtoi, lamashal, the flip side of that would be, that if you punch somebody in the nose, even though it's doimel l'shoichit, because you also might see dam, let's say, some Rishonim, hoitzoas dam is what the shoichit is, others hold that shoichit has to be netilas neshama. So memela, netilas neshama would only be cutting off an aver, killing obviously, killing an animal. If you kill a fly, that'll be a mekalkel. That's not a dover that improves. For you, the killing of the fly might be something that's pleasant, but you're not doing something, you're not producing something. Another example of that would be a ma'isa milo. Milo one could only do on Shabbos if it's the eighth day, otherwise it's an avlok. Which avlok? L'chayr sheichet. Because cutting off an aver, part of an aver, is bedemet in etilus neshama. And it's obviously it's positive, you're producing something. Mafshitoi, skinning the animal in order to have the hide for the urios. In order to use the urios, the skin has to be treated and it has to be tanned. Now the Gemara says that these are really two words of saying the same thing. The tanning it is done with chemicals, that's like salting. Salting, by the way, over here is also salting like pickling vegetables, would also be included in this. You're preserving something by treating it chemically. Moichkoi is the malacha of you scrape down the hide, you scrape off the hair, scraping down something in order to get something smoother, flatter, in order to get a finished product, is the malach of moichkoi. This is the malach of smearing on medicine that's thick. You're smearing something on. Mechatkoi. Mechatkoi is cutting. But you're cutting, you're not stam ripping something. Cutting means you're cutting on a line. So before, when we had molchoi ma'abdoi, it's listed as two. The Gemara says you have to include sirtut. Sirtut is drawing lines in order to cut something, to give it a neat cut. The cutting itself is mechatkoi. You're cutting pieces of oil, of leather, into straps in order to make shoes out of it, etc. That's the malacha. Hakoisiv shtei oisiyois. They would make letters on the kroshim, on the boards in the Mishkan, in order to fit them together. They would know that these two go together. Lavda, you can do the same thing by sukkah boards. So Mameli, you write on each one an ois. So the least amount of oisis, which you could be saying something intelligible, is two oisis. So kaisim shtei oisis the malacha. Moichik is erasing. But again, erasing is just a makalka, you're just undoing. So the Mishnah says, moichik al minas lichtev shtei oisis. Is that, that's the whole shaila with cutting cake. Is it moichik amanas lichtoiv? Is it a malacha? Lichar everywhere, it's al not amanas. Is would be dirabonon. What about wiping out, cutting letters, ripping open a package where there are letters? Certainly only dirabonon, but it's moichik. Haboine, building. We'll have to see later on in the Mishnah is what's the minimal amount of building. You don't have to build the World Trade Center in order to be chayav on Shabbos. Soiser. The soiser over here, l'chayra, should be also not undoing, not stop destroying something. It has to be daf kamanas livnois. The Gemara says I'm a furish. It's just interesting that it's not listed in the Mishnah. Shtuk l'kasha. Some of the pshas that's pashut, because otherwise it would be mekalkel. Look at the next two in the Mishnah. Mechabe, mavir. Lighting a fire. In order to cook up the samamonim, to do the dying, you have to light a fire. Mavir is lighting a fire. Mechabe is putting out a fire. Putting out a fire, l'chor, is certainly not, you're not producing anything. So we already had in Perek Bamei Madlikin. The mechabe will only be chayv if it's mechabe in order to produce something that could be lit properly. You put out a wick in order that it should burn properly. You put out a fire on a piece of wood in order that the wood should be charcoal, that you should be able to make a barbecue. Otherwise, it won't be a malacha of mechabe. Hamakeh bepatish. This makeh bepatish is a very mysterious malacha, because what it means is at the end of any finished product, it would bang with a hammer, like that final ding, in order to finish it off. A little bit open-ended what this makeh bepatish is. So, let's say, opening up cans, containers, and certain ifanim, you're finishing off a product, because it is a little bit vague exactly what that means. So, the Yerushalmi says something interesting. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish listed all various activities on Shabbos that they felt were choshuva activities because you're producing something. And if they couldn't find the category, an exact category of malacha that it fit into, they called it makba patish. That means that makba patish is a zashem kloli and doesn't necessarily have a specific case that it is. Anything that's produced that has a choshuva would be called makba patish. It'll be very hard to pin anything down. There's certain cases where the post can bring up, what would that be? They don't have an exact definition. But Lamai said, that's the way you finish off the last bit of a product, makeba patish. That needs work, exactly, where you could apply makeba patish. In any case, the klal ha-godl v'shteto finishes off with one last melocha, with which we started the mesekta. Ha-moitzi mershus lushus. That's the last melocha over here. And that was the kasha in Perek Aleph. How did you start the mesekta with the one that's listed off the last? And over here it says Maitzi Meshus Lushus from Meshus Haram, Meshus Haram, Meshus Haram, Meshus Haram. Doesn't say yet Dalar Amas Meshus Harabim. Is that not part of the Malacha? Is that a told of the Av? That's a very good question. Then the Mishnah says a statement which is extraneous. Harei Elu Ovis Malachas Abayim Chosu Achas. The Reish of the Mishnah already started Abayim Chosu Achas. So Abayim Chosu Achas in the Reish of the Mishnah teaches us you can only be Chayiv if somebody does every Malacha Rachman on Tanan Shabbos. You can only be Chayiv 39. Because you can only be chayiv on, like we point down in Mishnah Aleph, on each av. Not if you do a bunch of different melachos, which are really all part of the same melacha. The mispar of Abayim Chosu Achas in the Sefer, the Gemara has harichus in lafuke this melacha, lafuke that melacha, and all the melachos that the Gemara brings lafuke are all things that the Gemara says, well, that could really be included in that one. That's really a talmud of something else. We'll just bring one example, which is not a told of something else. It's one thing which could be deraisa. There's a Tanya Rabbi Akiva that holds that tchumen is deraisa. Pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach, by the mon, al yetzi ishmim koimoi. Yetzi ishmim koimoi, Parshas refers to not going out of the tchum. There is a tchum deraisa, according to some Rishonim, there's a tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which is completely the area of Machne Yisrael. That's certainly deraisa, even not according to Rabbi Akiva. Vinishvi, Heinle Rabbi Akiva, Heinle Didan, if you go with those Rishonim, the tchumen, which is deraisa, certainly not a chiyav chatos, a chiyav skila. So that could be one possible explanation why it says, meaning there are things that are deraisa that are not included in the mispar. That's one pshat. Now let's just learn Mishnah Gimel. V'oid klal acher omru. There's another klal on Shabbos. It's not a klal in all of Chilton Melech Shabbos. It's a klal in Hoitzoh. Interesting. Klal sounds like it's a big klal, but it's a klal in Hoitzoh. Kol hakosher lahatzniah. Anything kosher in this context doesn't mean kosher. It means anything that's ro'oi. Lahatzniah. It's something that's worth saving. Something that a person has use. It has use. Umatzniin kamoyu, and people do save that amount. Vohitziya b'shabes chayav alav chatas. If a person carries one jelly bean, does that have chashivas? Yes, because a jelly bean you give a kid, he'll pop it in his mouth. What about one crumb of a piece of bread? One could eat it. It's roi lachilo. Does anybody who carries around, wraps up in a plastic bag, one crumb of bread? No, has to have a shear, a minimal shear, which has some type of chashivas. Only that is chayav alav chatas. Kol she'enei kosher lahatznia, ve'en matznia kamoyev otziv b'shabes. It's not something which is ro'oi to hold on to. Hatznia means to hide, but it really means to save, to hold on to. Ve'en matznia kamoyev. People don't save that amount. Otziv b'shabes, he does carry it out. Enei chayav elo hamatznioi. The only one who's chayiv on it is one who does have. Sometimes you'll have a person who, for his personal circumstances, yoytze min haklal. And for him, that would be hoitzah. For anybody else, that wouldn't be hoitzah. The fact that Reuven has some type of circumstances that makes him a matzniah of that amount does not make Shimon chayiv on that amount. Now, if somebody carries out a smaller amount, that's a chatz yishos mador. He's doing the exact same ma'isa, but on much less. So the Rishonim explain, Rashi says, Mufurish, that over there we have a chaya chatz yashir, osu min ha-Torah. The famous Raider, Rishash and the Chacham Tzvi, say that chatz yashir, osu min ha-Torah is only on achila, not on Melech HaShabbos.